This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
How bad is the economy? Many people believe it is still in bad shape. Others don't see a problem. They point to a low unemployment rate, record corporate profits, and a booming stock market. The difference in perspective is explained in a recent column on why this feels like a depression for most people. It begins with this simple observation. Everyone has seen the pictures of the unemployed waiting in soup lines during the Great Depression. When you try to tell a propaganda-believing, willfully ignorant, mainstream media-watching, math-challenged consumer that we're in the midst of a greater depression, they act as if you've lost your mind. During the Great Depression, there were as many as 12 million Americans unemployed. These were the men pictured in the soup lines. Today, they are essentially invisible. There are 46 million Americans in an electronic soup line. That 46 million are on food stamps and are hidden from our view. Let's look at it another way. There are 251 million Americans of working age and about 149 are employed. That means that only 59% of Americans of working age actually work. This is a much lower percentage than it was during the Great Depression. The author concludes that for the average American family, the U.S. economy has been in recession since 2000, with the Greater Depression arriving in 2008. Although the working age population has grown by 40 million since 2000, only 12 million jobs were added during that time. Most of these new jobs are in the government-controlled health, education, and social services sectors. Millions of good-paying manufacturing jobs disappeared during that same period. That is why it feels like a depression for so many people. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From PureFlix, I'm Not Ashamed. Rachel Scott's life was taken at Columbine High, but her story lives on. Rated PG-13. In theaters October 21st.